Hello?
Hey, Tom, we got disconnected
Hello.
There.
What happened? You just got...
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you got disconnected. I'm looking for it. I don't see it. Let's see.
Yeah, I sent it over to Saviano. And that's...
Support.
Yeah, that's
Saviano,
how it should have fallen.
Saviano, Saviano at mac.com.
Yeah, that's exactly what I sent it over to.
Let me see again here.
Did you check your filtered mail as well?
Yeah, I'm looking here. We got draft sent, trash archive, iCloud. I'm trying to think here. I don't know how they, where the filter's on this stupid thing.
Yeah, because normally it bounces back on me and says that it didn't send successfully, but over on my end, it shows me that it sent over to you.
Yeah, let me check my mail on my phone. Sometimes it's, let's see, sent, mailbox, inbox. No, the latest thing I've got is from Newt Gingrich, Perfect Gene, and Pioneer Doors. And now I'm looking at my, I don't think I've had my Philosophy filters. I don't even know where it would show all miscellaneous. Now, those are clouds, stored mails, today, archives, trash.
I mean, I'll send it over one more time, but it shows me that, that's weird. It's very odd.
Oh, here, what does it say? What does it say on it? On
client support.
Okay, let me see if I can do a search here. And then I'll go. Client support. C-M-R-E-N-T-F-U. Well, here it is. It is in the words. This is then.
Oh, you got it? You found it?
I think so. It says from Tyler.
That's right? Me. Yep, Tyler L.
I'm trying to figure out where this is. It came up when I did a... When I came up, when I did a search, but I don't know where this is. Oh, let's see. Oh, maybe. Well, I didn't see them. Even when I go to jump. Anyway, let me go ahead and open this thing up. And then,
okay.
All right. And then this has got, what is the number on the bottom there? Is that the phone number? The 87763?
Yeah. So you'll notice it's the same phone number to reach the company itself, but the different extensions that are typed in right there next to it, those will reach different departments. And the one at the bottom, that would reach me directly. And the one at the top would reach client support directly.
Okay, I'm printing this thing out. Okay, I got
okay.
The client series site file. Print. Let's see. Okay, print. All right, I'll put it on a card. Let's see, here we go. It's a MasterCard. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, my system indicates that it should start with a 5, and I'm ready for those numbers whenever you are.
Yeah, it's 5572.
Okay.
8100 5530 4645.
And the expiration month and year?
Is 324.
March of 24, and the little code that's on the back?
Is 276.
276. Okay, and that card, is that connected to the 1201 Old County Road address?
Yeah, so it says okay. The same 94002.
Perfect. I got that already. And then also, I'm just going to verify those numbers back to you for accuracy. I have a MasterCard starting with a 5572-8100-5530-4645, March of 24 and 276.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what I'm doing right now, Tom, is I'm putting together your package, but I'm also going to be going over a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement, and it does read as follows. Okay, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
It's Saviano Builders.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Thomas Saviano, and I am the owner and contractor.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get... Understood. All righty. Thank you. And in order to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yeah, generally take a day.
Oh, yeah. Well, normally it takes, well, we ask within the first 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, it usually takes a day. I don't, like I said, we're usually closed by 5 or 6, and I don't take any calls after that.
Understood. Okay. All righty. Yeah, like I said, within a reasonable time frame we ask, and that's only because we have a question in regards to the account or something that we need to let you know about.
Yeah, as long as it's no longer solicitations or something.
Oh, no. Not at all. Not at all, Tom. That's just if we have a question in regards to your account or Google makes a change, we have to let you know about it. It's just, like I said, for our purpose, for our use only. Okay?
Sure.
And then also, give me one second here, and then it says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your and your payment for the initial term and account setup, that will be charged today's date. That's going to be September 22nd, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. Since it is a two-month verbal agreement, it would be a reoccurring payment. So after the second month term is completed, the agreement would renew the following month on the same day of the 22nd, and it would renew in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up or change on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 days before the next oncoming bill would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now, Tom, is they're going to be running the 249, but while I wait for that confirmation, you're going to be getting an email sent over to you showing you that it's an invoice showing you that 249 came out of your account, but while I wait for that, I'm going to be setting you up for what we call our client interview. Now, since we did close about 14 minutes ago, I'm going to have to set you up for tomorrow. It's going to be Friday on the 23rd. Now, give me one second here. I'm just checking what available.
Tomorrow for what?
This would be going over. This is when you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google. You go over the keyword content with them, the areas that you want them to program you to work in, and also they go over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course.
Okay,
so that now I wouldn't be able to get you in the morning. I know that we're in the same time zone. We're over here in Costa Mesa, California. But I can get you in. What time works best for you? And I'll let you know if I have that available.
I've only got the morning till like about 11.
So I can get you in at 9 a.m.
How about 9:30?
Well, I have to do it on the hour.
Okay.
Due to how our system works.
Yeah, we can do 9 a.m. I can make work tomorrow at 9.
Tomorrow at 9, yes, sir. And I'm
okay. That's fine.
Okay, perfect.
It's gonna be a phone call, right?
Yeah, it's just a phone call. You don't need to be around a computer or anything like that. It's just a phone call, general knowledge questions in regards to the company. Like I said, to make sure that we're representing you.
What am I gonna look for the phone call? Who will it say it's from?
Well, it might be from a local number, or it might be from the 877 number that we sent over to you. So if it's from a local number tomorrow around 9 o'clock, it's going to be us. Or if it's from an 877 number around 9 o'clock, it's going to be us.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll look for that because, like I said, I get a zillion spam phone calls and 150 filtered emails a day.
I hear you. All righty. Well, like I said, this might be a service where we can block the majority of those robo and spam calls out. It's called the call and conversion tracking system that comes included within the package that I set up for
okay.
you.
All right. We'll see how this works.
Absolutely.
All right. So someone's going to call me tomorrow at 9 then, right?
Yes. And I need you for another minute or two, Tom. Are you able to pull up your emails one more time for me? I need you to verify the Local Splash initial invoice that I sent over to you. I just need you to verify the terms and conditions, and then I can get you on your way for the evening.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah, it should say Local Splash initial invoice.
I assume it's Local Splash.
Or you can
check
your
initial invoice.
Check your text messages for me. A text message should have been sent over to you. It says,
oh, yeah, there it is. Local Splash, welcome. If you have any questions, hold on. Yeah, I got that. So what do I need to do with this? Anything?
Well, it says in the text messages, it should say we sent a copy of your invoice to you, to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept, please click here, to accept the subscription terms. And it gives you a link to click on.
Oh, now it showed up. I don't know why my thing is taking so long.
It might be our system because we're very busy over here. Well, like I said, we did close, but there's still people on the phone. So we are busy over here. So it might be the system being delayed by a little bit. Okay, so you see about the fifth line down from the top where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms?
Fifth line down from the top. Let's see, I don't see anything.
You pulled up the email, right? You're not in the text messages?
Right, I'm in the email. There's LC client support. And then got a phone number. Let me see what else I'm going to go ahead and close this one out and see it. There it goes. Local supply. The one says welcome to I see the one says invoice. Is that it?
Yeah, the one that says invoice in it. Yep.
Okay. What I gotta do right now is
when you click on when you go into it, about the fifth line down from the top, it's gonna be a little blue link or something. It says please click here to accept the subscription terms.
What I have to do is get your name and our contact so I don't have to worry about finding it.
Of course, but this is just something that they're going to make you do tomorrow regardless. So they have us do it. They have us taking care of it on the open end. But it's something that they would have you do tomorrow.
Let's see. Now I'm going through. So what do you want me to do with this page?
Okay, so basically when you open it up about the fifth line down from the top, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And once you click on that little link, that will take you to another page where it says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. And as you scroll down, it's going to be the services that are included within the package. But
okay,
there's a little...
Yeah, I'm looking at this thing. I know so far I haven't seen it. Let me try it again. So maybe I'm all right. So
maybe try it through your text messages. Maybe try it through your text messages on your cell phone.
It says click here and it says services. Okay. Then, so it opened up services, but I don't see anything else on this thing. What else am I supposed to do where it says confirm signature? Is that it?
Yeah, so you would sign your name right there, Tom Saviano, with a capital T, capital S, and then what you would do is confirm your signature, and that will take you to another page where it says Local Splash username and password.
Okay. So I go confirm signature. Okay, I just did Tom Saviano. Okay, I'm doing that.
Okay.
Okay. I did that. Nothing seems to be happening. I hit confirm signature. Saviano. Well, I hit confirm. Please, let me see. There may be something. Maybe I don't have this thing down all the way. Please accept the terms by checking off the above.
Oh, yeah. So scroll up a little bit, and you see where it says cancellation and refunds in bigger letters above the folder.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Click
on that box. That's right. Yeah. Click that box that's right underneath it, and then go to and confirm the signature.
So what am I going to use? What's the username?
That's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on as of right now. It's a cell phone, 650-483-4914. Okay, now the password, that's going to be created for you, give it to you tomorrow by the agent that's doing the client interview. And then
that's
once you
on this ID, so all the numbers run together, no spaces?
Yeah, there's no spaces, area code first. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't be doing anything right now until tomorrow after the client interview.
Oh, I don't
so,
do anything with login.
Yeah, no, not right now because I don't give you the password.
Okay,
they provide that. They make... Yeah, you can close that thing out right now. I just needed to walk you through those steps. That way, you know what's going on. However,
okay.
The password.
Computer, right?
No, tomorrow, we're going to work with you on times when you're available to get everything done. We're going to work with you.
Okay.
Now, the password, like I said, that's going to be created for you by the agent that's giving you the client interview tomorrow. And then once you disconnect with them, you can customize both the username and password to whatever you want them to be if you choose to. Okay, but that's the only requirement that we have from you. I do want to ask Tom, I know that you got a busy evening ahead of you, but did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify?
No, not right now. Good for now.
We look forward to working with you, and we'll go ahead and speak tomorrow. We'll give you a call.
Okay.
Just be looking for that call from the local number or the 877 number.
Okay, we'll do it. All right.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right.